the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Have you ever looked at the night sky and noticed that it didn't appear dark? That in fact the sky, which should be inky black, was instead a dull gray or hazy blue? Have you tried to stargaze and been unable to see any celestial bodies at all? I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today as my guest on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. David Mitchell, economics professor at Missouri State University. He starts by introducing the idea of light pollution.
So light pollution is the idea that you have a lot of obtrusive or unwanted light that's coming at night. And you can kind of think of it as a pollutant. Animals and nature are in an environment where, you know, half of the time of the day it's daytime, the other part of the day it's nighttime. And light pollution disturbs that. It actually disturbs the mating habits of animals. It disturbs insects. I mean, the BBC just had an article that came out. There was a study that showed that one of the reasons they think population for insects is declining around the world is due to light pollution. And so it disrupts the natural rhythm of nature.
For a conservationist or ecologist, the subject seems to be a natural fit for an area of interest and research. Mitchell says, from an economist's perspective, this is a fascinating area as well.
So it relates to economics in lots of different ways. It's actually kind of like, you can almost think of it like a chemical spill. So if you had a chemical spill in your local state park that killed a lot of the animals and destroyed a lot of the nature, people would be up in arms about it. Light pollution is very, very similar to that. It imposes these costs that are kind of difficult to see that people don't know about. And as economists, of course, we're interested in costs. We're interested in reducing cost and getting benefits and showing where benefits come from, you know, dark skies at night.
On October 3rd and 4th, Missouri State will be hosting Seeking the Dark, Nighttime Beauty, Biology, and Tourism. It's the Missouri chapter of the International Dark Sky Association's 2021 conference. Mitchell tells us more about the programming.
So at this conference, we're looking at it in a kind of a three-prong attack. Our first prong is basically kind of some education, basically on educating people about what light pollution actually is. It's becoming a whole lot more known than it was 10 or 15 years ago when we started our research, but there's still a lot of people who aren't quite sure of it. The other one is kind of how it dovetails to a lot of conservation, environmental groups, and things of that nature. So for example, you know, the Buffalo River, I think, was recently designated a kind of a dark sky portion and park and kind of reserve. And the other one deals with kind of policymakers. So these would be local governments, people that are interested in how to redesign, say, for example, street lighting. So if the city is going to take out all the street lights, they might as well go ahead and put in lights that are more dark sky compliant while they're at it. And so it's kind of like this three-prong take that we're doing on the conference.
This free conference will feature a keynote presentation entitled The Last of the Dark in the Plaster Student Union on the evening of October 3rd.
So our national speaker is for the International Dark Sky Association. This is an international group that deals with dark skies, studies it, and the president of the International Dark Sky Association is going to be there. He's going to be our keynote speaker. Myself and some of my colleagues, we also have been doing lots of research in terms of dark skies. We're going to be presenting some of our research. That's kind of more of the academic-y part. We've got other speakers coming, like I said, also from some conservation groups, local environmental groups, and then some city leaders as well.
Mitchell has studied this area with his colleague, Dr. Terrell Galloway, for several years, and he's glad to see the issue is getting more recognition, or coming into the light, if you will.
Dark skies is something that the more that you study it, the more you find new ways to study the problem. I'll give you an example. Dr. Galloway and I studied the impact that it has on tourism. Then we looked at people traveling out west to national parks out in the west. Do people come out there initially for dark skies? Because if you look at the skies over Springfield, Missouri, you might see, you know, 20 stars, where if you're in a place like out in the western part of the United States where you have literally dark skies, you can see thousands of stars. And so not only does this attract tourism, but it also, like we said, I mean, it helps to keep the local animal, flora, fauna, insect population in check. And that's the things that a lot of people are going to the national parks for in the first place. And so it kind of helps. It's actually kind of a complementary thing to what you're going out there to see in the first place, even if you don't actually see the night sky at night in some of these dark places.
To register or learn more, visit darkskymissouri.org/conference. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.